This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. He's here to help answer questions. We have questions for Dr. Ken later on in the hour, but we also get answers to questions that you haven't asked yet. Excuse me. He's kind of the psychic doctor with an overview of a lot of the work done by other doctors and researchers that are reported in the weekly journals of medicine. So let's get started with some information, Ken, about some new MRI scans that can help people who are depressed, it looks like, anyway. It'd be interesting to find out how this actually works.
Well, it's more diagnostic. This comes out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America, which is going on this week. There are two new types of MRI that appear to be able to spot distinct brain characteristics of depression. This effort will help us understand how depression affects the brain, Doug, and also identify new ways to treat depression. One of the new types of MRI reveals differences in the blood-brain barrier, and other highlights differences in the brain's complex network of connections. Scans of the participants' brains, they revealed that those with major depressive disorder had reduced water permeability in their brain, in their blood-brain barriers. Say that three times fast.
Wow, yeah.
The water moves less readily from their blood vessels into the brain tissue than it did in healthy controls. I think this is really interesting because we now see actually that there's physical differences in the brain in depression, and it does give us some targets in the future to look for new ways to treat depression.
So does this surprise you? You sound a little surprised. Is the extent of the work that's being done by these scans, is this really futuristic?
Yes.
Or is this a sign of the times?
No, well, both. It's exciting because we finally see physical changes that are seen in these mental diagnoses. And that's why this is so exciting, because prior to this, we just assumed that there are changes, and now we're seeing there really are in the brain physically.
Mm-hmm. So what does this say about what we talk about regarding what you eat, how you feed your body and your brain, how important it is to have a lot of fishy oils in your diet, that sort of thing? Would you suppose all of that would even help in keeping people from being depressed? Is it the blood flow that is so important here?
Well, you're connecting dots. You're getting way out into the future, and you can't yet connect those kinds of dots by these tests. But certainly, we know that from studies that definitely eating a healthy diet, all the things you talk about, getting exercise, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, all of these things do keep your brain progress, stay healthy, and stay healthy longer in life.
Isn't it? It's like lubricating your brain.
Whatever it is, it definitely helps.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story. Those of you who are depressed, I think, that is when you are treating some of your patients, your cardiologists, or you have people who come in with circulatory problems and they have strokes and heart attacks and all that stuff, doesn't that, by almost its very definition, lead to depression? Any or all of these conditions? I would think that would be part The physical reality is one thing, but don't you have to talk to people about their emotions and their mental state of mind when they're facing some of these operations in this reality?
All right. Well, now you're bringing up a lot of complex issues about reactive depression. You know, what's the chicken and what's the egg? And I'm talking about major depressive disorders when I talk about these changes in the brain that are seen on these new MRI scans.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I'm just talking about your practical theory.
Give me a second. All right, go ahead. And that's not a reactive depression like what you're talking about, where people get sad based on their reactions to what's going on in a particular single item in their life. That's called a reactive depression as opposed to a major depressive disorder, which you just can't identify a single precipitator of why you're so sad, blue, distressed, can't sleep, hopeless, helpless feelings. This is a different diagnosis than the reactive depression.
Mm. Well, but there's 2 and 2 still make 4, right?
Well, there's overlap of symptoms. It's just one is of much greater severity, and the major depressive disorder, you just can't identify a single item.
All right.
But the symptoms are similar. They're much more severe in the major depressive disorder than okay. where your mother passed away and now you feel depressed. That's a reactive depression.
Yeah. All right, well, there are a lot of benefits that look like that will come from this, so it's good to have this conversation. Up next here, what happens when you brush your teeth to the rest of your body? That's up next as we reveal the results of a lot of work done by medical journalists and researchers. That's Ken's job to have our understanding of them, put them in the place that they may need to be as far as your understanding of them and how they may affect you. Not all of this stuff affects all of us in the here and now, but I think it's all very constructive and very informative, illuminating even. That's why we do it here as part of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Time now for us to think about the future when the future is right around the corner, i.e. the Christmas gift giving or giving to somebody that you're maybe it's a birthday, but it doesn't have to be a special time of year for you to take care of yourself and take care of your loved ones. And that's what going through the MyPillow catalog online at MyPillow.com will do for you, because you can see all of the things that are potential gift items that you can give to other people in your family, to your friends. Who wouldn't want to have a set of MyPillow pillows? I'd love to have an extra set. I've got them on every bed in my house, but I'd like to take them with me on my car trip in another week or two. There are pet, I love these pet pillows, actually. This is the big one I've got for Daisy May. You can get them for your pets as well. And then there are the driving, the roll-and-go pillows. But that's not it. Just, pillows are their name, but they also make mattresses, and they make mattress toppers and the sheets and the whole deal. Now they're new bath towels, the new MyPillow bath towels. If you've had a problem finding a towel that will actually dry you, what a concept, this is the answer to your dreams. These towels feel good, and they absorb. The creation by Mike Lindell, based on his own need. All the things that he's come up with that are great for you are all things that he thought he needed himself. Towels that work. Use the promo code DJV. Save 30% on these brand new pillow, brand new towels. Save more than that on the pillow items, up to 66% off all the items, and they'll finance everything over $200. Whatever purchases bring you up over $200, you can get financing as well. What a wonderful concept. And all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Help yourself to great gift ideas for you and your loved ones and friends. MyPillow towels, brand new, at MyPillow.com. Get the best price using the code DJV. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Next up, a benefit from brushing your teeth that you may not have thought about, even though I think we've alluded to this because of the plaque connection, right? Any number of times? Is there something else to this, Ken?
New research published this week in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, and it finds, Doug, that brushing teeth 3 or more times a day significantly reduces the risk of atrial fibrillation and heart failure. Brushing the teeth 3 times or more a day, it's linked with a 10% lower chance of developing atrial fibrillation and a 12% chance of lowering the risk of getting heart failure. So this is pretty amazing. Atrial fibrillation and heart failure are pretty significant, serious heart problems, and you get this significant lowering by brushing your teeth several times a day.
All right, what do you use for toothpaste? I want to know your story. What Dr. Ken uses for toothpaste? Do you have an electric toothbrush? Use a hand toothbrush? What do you? We're going to model what we do after what you do.
Well, oh my gosh. Well, I, and my dentist has commended me for good care. Well, I floss, and I also use these things that you push through your teeth, and they're like little brushes.
Yeah.
Put out by I don't want to give a plug, but Gum makes them. They're really nice. And then I use an electric toothbrush with some, and I think whatever toothpaste you use, I mean, I'm going to give a plug, but I've been using Crest toothpaste forever, but I do appreciate these electric toothbrushes.
Well, I think that I like them because they're stimulating in the sense that it's very important as you get older for your gums not to recede. And I think you and I have talked about that, and I certainly have talked about it with various dentists. Bring your gums as much, you stimulate them to come down and keep the upper part of your teeth covered, because if you let them on their own, they kind of atrophy, I guess is the word for it, and then you're leaving yourself open to gingivitis, all kinds of gum problems, right? You don't want to have that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just don't think your hand can move as fast as the electronic toothbrush.
No, not at all. So that's a good a word to the wise. But remember, the plaque that's in your teeth can get into you, lodged into your system, into your arteries and stuff. You don't want that. That's why you got to keep your teeth brushed as well as possible. Keep your mouth clean. I don't know if you use rinse. Do you use any kind of rinse after you brush your teeth?
I do gargle.
Yeah. Not good to use the alcohol gargles, but there's some natural ones around, excuse me, that are very helpful. It's 21 after on today's Good Day Health episode.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
More in our daily or weekly project. This ought to be a daily, concentrating on your health and well-being ought to be a daily pursuit, I think, for everybody. It certainly is for me, and I hope it is for you as well. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. Lots of folks, not only in his backyard, but this program is heard all around Florida, and lots of people react because they are close to Ken proximity-wise, so why not, if you hear Ken, you like his point of view, you like his bedside manner, you like his informative approach, you may want to go see him yourself. You can do that easily enough by calling Lake Cardiology at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Pretty easy to find Lake Cardiology anyway, but it's an experience that one ought not to pass up. So you have, and I think that a lot of people go to see Ken because they want an answer to a question they can't get seemingly from their own doctor. Second opinions, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 for you Floridians. All right, we have our weekly overview of vaping, it looks like, next. It's between vaping and pot, we have to have a kick in the chins at least once a week. So although the vaping thing is a very bad, dangerous stuff. So what do we have new?
Yes, more information. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week. Vaping, already linked to lung damage, Doug, also has a strong association with depression. It's amazing how these themes come about. You pointed that out before, but depression and vaping. Current e-cigarette users are about twice as likely to have been diagnosed with depression as people who had never used e-cigarettes. And former users are about 60% more likely to have had depression. Also, the odds for depression increase with more frequent use of e-cigarettes.
Why in the world? This is what we're talking about, tying this into the story about depression and your brain. The vaping does do something to your brain, right? Isn't that by definition what's going on here?
Well, probably what happens is nicotine changes the chemistry in the brain.
Contents of it, yeah.
Making depression more likely or more intense.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's dangerous stuff. Parents, and I say this all the time, parents need to know what the children are doing. The out here is that you can't really smell the stuff unless they're using a tobacco product that does leave an aroma. Otherwise, you can't really, you know, there's not really any odor that's left behind. When you
certainly see it.
Yeah. Well, you can see it, yes, under the circumstances.
Hang out with your kids a little.
Yep, spend more time with your children. Okay, let's talk about sleep deprivation, which is a big drain on the brain. I'll say that 100 times fast. This is not new. I mean, this seems, again, to be kind of common sense. Why are they looking at this now?
Well, this comes out of the Journal of Experimental Psychology a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The mental impacts of sleep deprivation are much more serious than previously believed. And this new research shows that sleep deprivation doubles the odds of making what are called placekeeping errors and triples the number of lapses in intention. Placekeeping, Doug, is following several steps to complete a task despite being interrupted. And sleep-deprived individuals need to exercise caution in absolutely everything they do and simply cannot trust that they will not make costly errors. It's just that it's a lot worse than we ever thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say it all the time. There's no week goes by you don't say, when it goes through the routine of the 5 things you need to do, the most important among them is getting 7 to 8 hours a night of rest. Or at least, do you count, let's say, like I sleep 6 hours, maybe 6.5 hours, then I take a nap. Can we put those two numbers together and come up with adequate sleep?
Well, it's not quite as good as continuous, but it's better than not adding it later.
Yeah. All right, aspirin in our focus next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court to be hearing oral arguments shortly on whether President Trump's tax record should stay secret. The president's personal lawyers are asking the justices to take up an appeal of lower court rulings that call for 8 years of his tax records to be given to a House committee, which is investigating what it claims are possible conflicts of interest. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says the evidence is clear that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. After yesterday's hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said legal experts' testimony show that Trump's actions violated his oath of office and the Constitution. Democrats still accusing Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here. Happy to have you along. Hopefully you're getting your questions answered. Well, we'll get to questions for Dr. Ken later on in this hour. And then this podcast thing has taken on a life of its own. You go to gooddayhealthshow.com. You can listen to our weekly conversations, whether it be with Dr. Ken or with Dr. Jack. Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell, both important parts of our Good Day Health. The most recent from Dr. Ken that's archived at gooddayhealthshow.com is a discussion of invasive versus non-invasive treatments when your arteries become blocked. Ken is an expert in cardiology, talks about that. Also a discussion about a study on statin drugs that do not cause memory loss, and they do stabilize cholesterol levels, so that's pretty good information. We answer the question whether you know that less than 5 hours of sleep in postmenopausal women can lead to poor bone health. If you don't know that, listen to that part of the conversation. Also, we present new evidence discovering that 9 out of 10 people who believe they were allergic to penicillin actually are not. So you may want to listen to the details of that. Also, tests that can tell you that the American Medical Association is calling for a ban on all e-cigarettes, nothing surprising about that. a study showing more and more women are going bald and why they are. All right, so get that. We're trying to prolong your life here. Get the information that will help you do that. Why more and more women are going bald? That question is answered as well. Dr. Ken and the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, I promised we would talk about aspirin here, Ken, and what it may do. There are a lot of, this is like science. This is the stuff you and I talk about and sometimes argue a little bit about. Science disproving itself. Somebody says aspirin's good for you. Somebody else says aspirin's bad for you. I've stopped taking any baby aspirins on your advice, and yet it looks to me like I ought to be doing a little of it if I'm worried about having any kind of cancer.
Well, the reason why aspirin has become so confusing is because there was a large study showing that taking aspirin, low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, also called baby aspirin, to prevent the first heart attack was not effective. It just caused more GI irritation. And that study has confused so many people because they got so much front-page information. But the important thing in that study is that you did not get into that study if you had any plaque in your coronaries. So every person in that study had zero plaque in their coronaries. So we're still keeping patients on aspirin to prevent the first heart attack if they have known plaque in their coronaries. And we're just eliminating those to take aspirin to prevent if they don't have any plaque in their coronaries. And that is a very important distinction which has not been made clear in the front pages of the press. But the new information,
not the back pages either.
Yes, and I can't tell you. I wish I had a recording of that, how many times I've had to discuss that with patients as they've read about and heard about aspirin not being helpful for prevention, which is only part of the story. It's helpful for preventing the first heart attack. It is helpful. We're still keeping people on if they have plaque in their coronaries. So big distinction there. Not well discussed in the media, but well discussed on Good
Day
Health.
Yeah, what a discussion.
So, new information this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association with regards to aspirin and prevention doesn't deal with the heart, but it deals with cancer. And what we learn is that using aspirin, this low-dose aspirin, three times per week reduces the risk for death among those with certain types of cancer. And this was in older people, seniors, people 65 and older, with prostate, lung, colorectal, or ovarian cancer, who use aspirin three or more times per week, are 15% less likely to die from their disease than those who did not use it at all. And those with GI and colorectal cancers benefit the most from aspirin use, lowering their risk for death by more than 25%.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's very important information, it would seem to me. So
absolutely. So
all right. So what do you say to me? I'm your patient. What do I do about aspirin?
Well, you have to sit down and look at your family risks for these items and make a decision. And if you have a family history of GI colorectal cancer, it may not be a bad idea to think about adding a little bit of aspirin to your regimen. I think this has to be individualized for each person.
Right. Okay. That's the important thing. It's different for everybody.
Correct.
It's like the impact of most anything, even though the Genome Project shows that 99.9% of our bodies are all the same, chemically we react differently to different things. Some people are bothered, for example, by drinking beer. I couldn't drink a full bottle of beer of my life and not have an impact. My life depended on it. I know guys, my mother, although she was an alcoholic, could put away all kinds of beer. A friend of mine, big guy, 6'4", could drink a six-pack of beer, and it wouldn't have any impact on him whatsoever at all. Chemically didn't react.
This small amount of genetic variability has a huge impact on us. So when you give out the numbers, it doesn't sound like a lot, but the differences are huge in terms of how we live our lives.
Right. Okay, next up, the FDA has approved the first contact lens that slows myopia progression. I guess we got to know what myopia is first before we understand what this contact lens is actually going to do for us, Ken.
Well, myopia is nearsightedness, where you have trouble seeing things, you know, far away.
Right.
And so Mr. Sight, that's the name of this product. And this was approved by the FDA. It's the first contact lens indicated to slow the progression of myopia in children ages 8 to 12 years. And again, this has been approved by the FDA, so we're not talking theoretically here. It's a single-use, disposable, soft contact lens, and it should be discarded after one day use and are not intended to be worn overnight. They are indicated to correct and slow progression of myopia in children with healthy eyes. And like a standard corrective lens, one part of the Mr. Sight contact lens corrects the refractive error to improve distance vision, and concentric peripheral rings in the lenses also focus part of the light in front of the retina to reduce the stimulus causing myopia progression. So this is really pretty amazing. During the entire three years, children who wore Mr. Sight lenses had less progression of myopia compared with those who wore conventional soft contact lenses. Researchers also found that children who wore Mr. Sight lenses had less change in the axial length of the eyeball at each yearly checkup, and no serious ocular adverse effects were reported for any of the patients using Mr. Sight. So this is a pretty important breakthrough, a high-tech way to slow down the problem with kids not being able to see distances. So you may see less
for
of them
kids,
with their
though?
Glasses.
Just for children? It's, not for adults?
Well, it's this particular contact lens just for kids, but I would imagine this will be, there'll be a product tested in adults and blah, blah, blah.
Well, blah, blah, blah. Is that technical medical talk?
But we, no, well, you'll see a device that will be developed and then tested, mm-hmm. and hopefully it has the same benefit and effect, but it needs the blah, blah, blah is the development and research, and then we'll report it hopefully sooner than later. I just want to mention a call to action. This week, Doug, it was reported, this is really of great concern to me, it was reported that 18% of American adolescents have prediabetes, and that's really just unbelievable. Prediabetes is usually due to being overweight, and it's when the blood sugar is between 100 and 125. It's higher than it should be, but it's not yet at frank diabetes, and if you don't make adjustments in the diet, this means cutting back on white flour products. If you don't get into an exercise program, you are going to get diabetes, and 18% of U.S. adolescents is just way too high. And, you know, spend a day with me and you'll see all the horrible impact of diabetes. So this is a warning. It can be prevented.
Yep. All right. In a moment, I want to connect the dots between hair dyes and straighteners that have a certain risk for certain types of women. We'll talk about a new study with Dr. Ken in a moment. Now, time for us to bring your attention, your focus around to the look of your teeth. When you smile in the mirror, you like what you see? We were talking earlier about brushing your teeth. That's one way. Keeping, you know, eating well is another way. Coffee, tea, wine, and smoking cause, among other things, your teeth to get less than bright. How's that for a positive way of putting it? They get yellow and ugly, frankly. The last time you whitened your teeth, maybe never. So, with the holidays here, time to brighten up your smile so that in all the pictures that you'll look back on next year and the years ahead, you'll look your best and feel your best, whether it's at an office party or a family gathering or just any one of the photo opportunities that are coming up. Don't be caught off guard with discolored, ugly, ugly teeth. Power Swabs whitens your teeth, whitens your smile, and you'll be ready for the holiday photos. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades every single time you use it. It takes 5 minutes. In a week's time, you get 6 shades on your teeth, look better, faster. Your teeth are very important. Keep them healthy. They won't bother your gums, all that kind of stuff. Safe and effective. It's an all-natural combination of ingredients that make your teeth white and bright and don't affect the enamel or your teeth at all. If you're not happy with Power Swabs for whatever the reason, got a 30-day money-back guarantee, but I don't know anybody who's sending them back. Power Swabs, call 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJB code, get 40% off, then take another $10 off, and you get a free quick stick. What a great Christmas gift for yourself or somebody you care about. 40% off, take $10 off of that, plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797 for the brightest natural smile. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
All right, so here's this study finding a weak link between coloring your hair and straightening your hair. Connection to breast cancer, especially if you're a black woman. So what's the scoop behind that, Ken?
This was reported this week in the International Journal of Cancer, Doug. These researchers found that women who use permanent hair dye or chemical straighteners, they're at a higher risk of developing breast cancer. And they followed people after 8 years, and they found that those who use these permanent hair dye or straighteners in general were at 7% higher risk of developing breast cancer, and this was among Caucasian women, but among African-American women, there was a whopping increase of 45%. And the risk was even higher among African-American women who dyed their hair frequently every 1 or 2 months. So, again, this needs to be individualized. An African-American woman who has a family history of breast cancer has been identified having one of the genes that puts you at increased risk. You may really want to think about this. This is a significant observation.
All right. Well, all this stuff that we talk about is significant, I think. There's nothing that you bring to our attention that isn't of significance. It may not be of significance to everybody. But dyeing your hair, at least the old stuff that people used to use, wasn't good for men, women, white, black, didn't make any difference, right? Some of that stuff was really bad for you. And I don't know whether they've cleaned it up. There are some natural dyes now that people use. They don't last as long. And whether or not, I mean, I used to dye my hair. When you first met me, I had hair. I'd kind of salted it and peppered it and stuff. And then I was talked out of it because I look better the way I am.
I just want to point out about things affecting a lot of people. Reflux is so common. Drinking water instead of coffee, tea, or soda may reduce reflux.
All right. That's good to know. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit. for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For Dr. Ken Kronhaus from the Good Day Health Program. All of the podcasts available at gooddayhealthshow.com. Questions that come up from people who listen to the program, people who are affected by the medical realities of the day. And I guess at this time of year, there are lots of questions about effective diets. You asked me a few minutes ago if I had gained any weight, as it may affect the amount of discomfort I have from being gluten intolerant. I guess maybe the general conversation always is about whether you can believe labels. I've had stuff that said on the label gluten-free, and it gave me horrible indigestion. So is there a way that you, other than eating the stuff, that you can tell whether it really is gluten-free or not? And what are the impacts of, long-term impacts of having gluten intolerance?
Well, gluten, it's a protein primarily in wheat, barley, and rye. And if you have this intolerance, it can cause some digestive problems like gassiness, abdominal pain, or diarrhea. But it's also sometimes confused with celiac disease.
Right.
Or thought of as a food allergy. And, you know, I think you have to decide whether you're making the right diagnosis. And sometimes this can be quite complicated, and sometimes it takes a smart gastroenterologist to try and figure out and untangle all of this. But, you know, if something does not have gluten in it, you may want to look really careful at the label, make sure. And the question is it labeled incorrectly, or is the diagnosis incorrect?
Mm-hmm. The price of drugs. Now, you and I have visited this issue before. You like to prescribe, when you're talking to patients, as much generic stuff as possible. Is that always the case, or do you have to sometimes prescribe the medicine that isn't off of its 10-year run, so you have to pay more money for it?
Well, it really varies. Some drugs that haven't been around as long as others do not yet even have a generic, so you don't have a choice. Remember, generics have similar active ingredients, but it's the inert ingredients, the inactive ingredients, the things that hold the pill or capsule together or provide the distribution once you take it into the body. These items in the medicine are different in the generics. And people can be allergic to the inert or inactive ingredients and not allergic to the active ingredients. So it depends on the person. Some former branded drugs have excellent generics, like the statins, Crestor and Lipitor, have excellent generics, atorvastatin with an A and rosuvastatin with an R. And most cardiologists are using here these generics and very rarely prescribe the branded drugs, unless somebody has a problem with these inactive ingredients in the generic, which is not common for the statins. But it really varies, and you just have to sometimes wait till the generic comes out, but and then make sure it's a good generic.
All right. Well, that's up to the doctors, not up to the patient. The patient's not going to know whether it's a good generic or not, right?
Well, hopefully the doctor has researched it and has some experience, and the doctor should know.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about something we actually, the introduction of this conversation, I think last week or the week before, Ronald says he wants to know whether it's necessary to have his thyroid checked twice a year because he has had osteoporosis. I wonder what's osteoporosis got to do with thyroid. But he has hyperthyroidism as well.
Okay.
So
that's an important little extra item. And you know, it's hard to practice medicine without even seeing the patient or talking to the patient. But, you know, I would just make sure that he's seen an endocrinologist if he has high thyroid, that it's being treated appropriately. And the follow-up would definitely, I wouldn't question the endocrinologist. It sounds like his endocrinologist is recommending every six-month follow-up. So how could I possibly tell him not to do that without even talking to him?
Right. Okay. Well, statins and their effect, we only have about a half a minute here, maybe this is too much. Statins and their effect on blood sugar, is there an effect? You were just talking about blood sugar.
Okay.
The statins impact it.
There is in some people a slight increase in the blood sugar in people who take statins. But the overwhelming, and again, this needs to be individualized. The overwhelming benefit for people who have plaque in their circulation is so much more important than anything effect on the blood sugar. But again, this has to be individualized.
Dr.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.